स्पाइस रेडियो 1200 AM पर यह है द मॉर्निंग बज और मैं हूँ नताशा। अप्रैल इज पोइट्री मंथ एंड हमने चाय पे चर्चा के बारे में काफ़ी सुनी है, बट टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन पोइट्री एंड चाय। एंड दिस मॉर्निंग वी हैव विद अस पोएट, अ टी एंथुजियास्ट, अ योगी। वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट तानिया गुप्ता, हुज बुक व्हाट विल पीपल से इज अ कलेक्शन ऑफ सोल स्टिरिंग पोएम्स दैट हैज बीन लॉन्च्ड एंड शी इज जॉइनिंग अस फ्रॉम टोरंटो। वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग टू यू तानिया।
गुड मॉर्निंग, थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी एंड फॉर दैट लवली इंट्रो।
It's my pleasure. Now, when I say, what will people say, I identify with this because in Hindi, hum log kehte hai na, ki log kya kahenge?
Yeah, so I actually, it's funny that you start with that because the title I had pitched to my publisher was Log Kya Kahenge, because it is a phrase that you cannot walk past as a South Asian person, right? And I said, this is what it translates to. And they had said that, you know what, let's go with the title as the English translation. But if you go into like literally the first page of my book, I have Log Kya Kahenge in Hindi written right there. So,
and
yes, that's what it is.
Any South Asian woman will really relate to it. Har ghar mein ye to baat banti hai ki ye log kya kahenge, tum shayari likhne wali ho, log kya kahenge, tum doctor nahi banne wali ho, log kya kahenge. Did you get that?
Oh yeah, all the time, right? Matlab छोटी छोटी चीजें, इवन लाइक मुझे टिफिन में ये चाहिए, व्हाट विल योर फ्रेंड्स थिंक, दिस इज ऑल यू, व्हाट विल देयर पेरेंट्स थिंक व्हेन दे फाइंड आउट, बट व्हाई डज इट मैटर? एंड लाइक यू नो, इवन यू नो, फर्स्ट बीइंग अ डॉटर देन अ डॉटर इन लॉ, दिस फेज हैज जस्ट बीन सच अ बिग पार्ट ऑफ माय लाइफ एंड आई नो मेनी अदर्स बिकॉज़ यू नो आई हैव सीन लाइक माय नानी, माय मॉम एंड लाइक इवन माय फ्रेंड्स. So yeah, this title or this phrase is just such a big part that I was like, this has to be, you know, the title of this collection of poems that I'm putting out there.
So while it's, I think, a mantra for every South Asian household, do you think as women we get this more often than men?
Oh, 100%. You know, I have a younger brother and I'm sure he has his own stories, but like as a daughter, I can tell you, you know, whether it's you want to just go out with your friends or you want to wear a certain thing, you know, even as a daughter-in-law, this is just a phrase that gets thrown at you. And I'm using the word thrown because it literally feels like that's kind of how, you know, society controls us. Like, you want to do this? What people say? Log kya kahenge? Log ki kya kahenge? You know, I'm born and raised in Punjab. So, yeah, we definitely as women are essentially controlled with the use of that phrase, in my opinion.
When I kind of read excerpts of your book, it did seem like I'm on a journey with you. So is that what you were trying to do? Like tell a story, but at the same time, give it that poetic edge.
Yeah, so very, very well caught in, you know, a short amount of time. But yeah, so the way my book is written, so it is a collection of poems, but I very much have put it together like a storyline. So it follows the journey of a daughter and then a daughter-in-law within the patriarchal tradition, being undermined, what does that does to our mental health, and like how do we find that path forward? So yes, it's very much told like a story, and I hope that keeps readers captivated. So far, all the reviews I've read and all the feedback I've received, it seems like that's resonating with people. It's a, you know, it's a chance I took. So yeah, it's definitely a story told in the form of poems.
And Tanya, when you spoke about when your mom had you as a girl child, and then when she subsequently had your younger brother, I think as a mom myself, maybe wo pressure, you know, kafi mehsoos hui thi when I had my twin girls. And being from a modern city like Mumbai, I felt the pressure. So I could relate to so much of it. Do you think that crosses, you know, boundaries when you talk about culturally, like other people, other cultures reading the same stories, do they identify with it, or is it just a South Asian thing?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that. I think some people believe that we're past patriarchy, that, you know what, this is just like in certain cultures, and, you know, the word that gets thrown is like in underdeveloped countries, right? I hear this from certain people. But when I've done readings in the last month, especially in the last month, I've done a lot of events because of Poetry Month with Indigo and other places. This is not just as it relates to South Asian culture. Like there have been readers from like Latin cultures and like Black women who have come and said, you know what, this phrase is so, even white girls and women, that this phrase just feels so relatable. I had somebody reach out who is American but of an Italian descent, and she said, and I will never forget her words, she said, Tanya, I've never felt more seen than when reading your book. And that, Natasha, is going to stay with me because that's why I wrote it, so that, you know, we can all feel less lonely and know that this is happening out there and we need to do something about it.
Right. Now, Tanya, this book is just not a book of poetry. I like how you've given it a different edge, especially since you love a lot of chai and you know a lot more than just our, you know, adrak wali chai. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you for asking that. So that was one of the last pieces that went into the book. And I am just such a tea nerd that, like, when I, like, even if you see photos from, like, the whole time that I've been writing, I always have a cup of tea with me. And in the last few years, I've gone deeper into tea, exploring it for mindfulness, because mental health is something I've struggled with since I was a kid, and it's genetic for me. So it's not something I can run away from. I have to just learn ways to manage it. And one of those ways is just like making space for tea. So to be very like candid with you, I had such an overwhelming morning. I woke up very early and still it just felt like so much was happening. I couldn't keep up. So what did I do? I was like, okay, I have to carve out 15 minutes just to sit for tea and ground myself. So that's why you see tea appear in the book. So each chapter actually has a different tea pairing. And the book, the whole book is 6 chapters, basically following that journey. And I paired it, each chapter, with a different tea based on, like, the emotions that are coming up in that chapter. So, for example, the first chapter, just to give you a little sneak peek, is called Little Girl. And the tea I paired with it is a tea from Taiwan that often has, like, notes of cotton candy.
Aww.
So, like, because it's about that childhood aspect. And then later when we get into, like, healing and, you know, finding the path forward, I have the adrak wali chai, of
yes.
course, because, you know, we can't do without that. So, yeah, that's a little bit about, like, my obsession and, like, my belief in tea as, like, a mindfulness practice and why it shows up in my work.
Now, you know, it's like asking a mom who's your favorite child. Do you have a particular poem that holds a special place in your heart from this book? What will people say?
I have quite a few. So this one actually is called Chhodai Hum Wo Galiyan. And since we are on your radio channel, I think this will resonate with some of your listeners. Chhodai Hum Wo Galiyan, the title is inspired by a very purana Bollywood song from the movie Masters. So I'll read it. Chhodai Hum Wo Galiyan, we have left those streets behind. But my heart seems to be in denial. My eyes still look for my brother. My mouth still waters at the thought of Mom Dalu Parante. My ears still long for Dad's voice. My nose awaits the smell of the guava tree in our backyard. Musafir Huyaro, I'm a traveler of friends. But I still miss my home. The journey of life has taken me to many places. But the music in my words is an ode to where it all began. The color of my skin paints a picture of the land I come from. Being an immigrant, you run away from that home or your roots, right? I remember coming here as a teenager to Canada, and it was such a conflicted first few years, you know, very different cultures, very different food and whatnot. So I think it's also a reminder to all of us that, like, we can live wherever we want, but those roots are, you know, that's kind of where it all began, and we have to hold them dear.
And I like how you still retained, you know, Lo Kya Kahenge in this, you know, whole series and the collection of poems that you're bringing to us. Do you have any poetic influences that have inspired you to write poetry?
Oh, of course. Rupi Kaur is one of my biggest influences. She has given me the courage to, you know, put these poems out there. And she's also carved this path for so many of us for our voices to be heard and to make space for us in the publishing world, you know. So she's one. Nikita Gill is, again, somebody I take a lot of inspiration from. So those would be two big ones when it comes to, like, South Asian poets. On the mental health side, Alicia Cook, Ari Kofor, they both did blurbs for my book, which I'm very, very grateful for. Amazing poets to read if you want more mental health poetry.
And Tanya, where can we get your book from?
So Indigo right now is doing 20% off because of Poetry Month. I'm one of Indigo's favorite Canadian poets. So that's a good opportunity to grab a copy or a few. Some people have also said it makes a great present for a mother, so Mother's Day coming up. it's at Indigo, it's also 10 times the Plum Points if you're like me and you collect Plum Points. It's on Amazon. It's also at some of the smaller bookstores. And if you find me at an event, I usually have a few copies that I can sign for you. So
awesome. I love the cover as well. It's beautiful. I love colors. So that's beautiful.
Thank you. I really wanted a lot of color and I really wanted representation. So this is an artist in Pakistan who actually worked with me and did the whole cover.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Tanya. It was such a pleasure talking to you. And if people want to follow you, what's your social handles?
First of all, thank you, Natasha, again for having me and just, chatting about these topics that we all know are very much needed, especially in South Asian culture. If you want to connect with me, I am mainly on Instagram. It's yoga, tea, poetry, all the things I love, and I hope if you love them, you'll connect. I'm also on TikTok, not very active there, but yeah, if you want to connect with me, Instagram's probably the best place. And my website is the same, yogateapoetry.com.
Wonderful. Thank you once again, Tanya, and all the very best for What Will People Say and for all the other future ventures that you're going into. You have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you so much.